An appeals court in Florida has thrown out a teenager's murder conviction for beating another child to death. Lionel Tate was 12 when he killed a 6-year-old playmate. He was tried as an adult, convicted of first-degree murder, and sentenced to life in prison without parole. At that trial, he and his mother turned down a plea bargain which would have given him a 3-year sentence. His competence was not questioned, despite the fact that he was a child with developmental delays and a lower-than-normal IQ. Noah Bierman is covering the case for the Miami Herald. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why was the murder conviction reversed?
Essentially, the appeals court felt that he wasn't given a full and proper competency evaluation. He actually was evaluated for competency before trial, but it was not an officially court-ordered evaluation.
What evidence was considered that he was not competent to be tried?
A lot of it was evidence that was basically given during the appeal, that some of his actions during the trial, and in fact his major decision not to accept a 3-year plea deal, that was considered almost on its face to be, you know, rather foolish when he was facing life in prison. Just about everybody but him and his mother and his attorney were surprised that he had turned down that plea deal.
Why did he turn down the plea deal?
Well, that's been a subject of debate since that time, but essentially he was acting on the advice of his mother.
So the fact that he was a child and not an adult was not the main issue?
It was not the main issue for the appeals court. That was essential to the fact that he was not evaluated for competency. The appeals court did say that his age was a major factor in the reason that the court should have considered evaluating him for competency, but there were certainly a lot of organizations that were hoping for more, because Florida does have one of the strongest statutes as far as transferring juveniles into adult court, and I think a lot of people wanted this case to change some of those laws and make it a little bit more difficult to put kids in adult court, and that did not happen.
You say Florida is strong on trying juveniles as adults, which is one thing when the juvenile in question is 16, 17. This lad was 12.
Yes, and Florida, again, there are not a lot of people in Tate's position, and certainly he was the youngest who was ever sent away for life in prison, but young people here can be tried as adults, and the mechanism for doing that is easier than it is in other states. That prosecutors can make that decision without a judge making the final decision.
What's expected to happen now?
Well, prosecutors will have to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to appeal this decision further, or they'll have to decide whether to retry him. And if they decide whether to retry him, the whole issue of a plea bargain will probably come up again. He's just about served the 3 years that he was initially offered, and I'm not certain that the state will make an offer that good again, but certainly the whole case will begin anew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Noah Bierman is a reporter for the Miami Herald.